enrollment issues, but I just wanted to establish that we really have this schedule that isn't just theoretical, and also to give people a little bit of extra time for preparation. But we'll try to keep to this. We'll try to keep to this pattern, this schedule. Tomorrow we'll try to finish up the sugya of Shechutei Chutz, and then again, Thursday, I want to, whatever is left over of that, if there is, and just to begin the beginning, so we can also establish that, you know, we're starting straight. Some base to Daf Gimel, the things I told you to look at already, we'll have to supplement that when we come back, and then we'll be moving more quickly straight through the Daf. Okay, for today's topic, I wanted to speak about one particular theme on Yom Kippur. The rush in the end of Masechet Yoma, Simen Chav Dalet, quotes the position of Rav Sajigon and Rav Amram Gon, V'nogu litzval be'erev Yom Kippurim, that there's a minog to do tvila on Erev Yom Kippur. Not everybody does tvila on Erev Yom Kippur. The focus of my remarks today are not necessarily that everybody should do tvila on Erev Yom Kippur. That's a separate question. People's personal minog, etc. But I want to talk about this idea of tvila on Erev Yom Kippur, at least according to the Gaonim, what it might be based on. The minhag dates back to the Gaonim. Amar of Amram, Tovel Adam b'sheva shos u'mispalel tvila samincha. Rav Amram Gon integrated the tvila of Erev Yom Kippur with the tvila of Erev Yom Kippur. The truth is that the tvila of Erev Yom Kippur is already in the orbit of Dinei Yom Kippur itself. Not only because kalocho b'chi kilu misane b'asiri or b'chi v'asiri, but because the vidui, of course, of Yom Kippur really begins at mincha. So it's significant that Rav Amram Gon suggested that people do tvila on Erev Yom Kippur, not only in advance, so that when they reach Yom Kippur, they'll be tahar, for whatever purpose that serves, which we'll discuss in a minute, but apparently it was more than that. Otherwise, Sheva Shos and Tfilas Mincha would not be incorporated. Moreover, there's a report of Rav Amram Gon that he did Tvila and he did the Vidui in the Mikvah. Okay. Right? Three times. Personally, I would like to see that. So, not underwater, by the way. Meaning, I guess he did Tvila and then he did Vidui, and then he did Tvila, and then he did Vidui, and then he did Tvila, and then he did Vidui. I'm guessing. It definitely wasn't doing the Vidui underwater. That's a long Vidui. Anyway, that's Rav Amram Gon. So that's an even more striking report, which seems to link Tvila not only with preparation for, but with the Vidui of the Tshuva of Yom Kippur itself, and with the Tvilas of Yom Kippur, and with the day of Yom Kippur. Then we have something which is just as striking, more in one sense and less in another. Amar Rav Sajja, Baliyasa Militval Mevarech Ala Tvila. That when he gets out of the mikvah, he makes a bracha ala tvila. Okay, not over lasiyasan that we already discussed. The machlokas harishonim, right? The Gemara says in Pesachim, kala mitzvos mevarchem aleim over lasiyasan. The exception is tvilas geirin. Machlokas harishonim whether regular tvila b'mikvah would also be an exception or not. So obviously, Rav Sajigon is going with that view. But Rav Sajigon actually made a bracha on the tvila of Erev Yom Kippur. And this is what provoked a very sharp negative response by the Rosh. V'ein dvarav nirin bazeh shelo matzino b'hashas remez l'tvila zu v'ein lo yisod nevi'im v'lo minag nevi'im. We don't find minag, we don't find psukim, we don't find a gemara. How can Rav Sajigon just make a bracha on something which is maybe a nice thing to do, but doesn't have really a firm foundation? V'lo adifa me'arava, damalei chavit, v'lo barich. Right, the Gemara says kasavar minig neviim hu. The whole discussion in the Gemara in the end of Sukkah about the mitzvah about the minag of chibud arava, whether you make a bracha, mevarchen al minag, ein mevarchen al minag, and we say that we don't. B'mishum. So now the Rosh is trying to figure out, scratching his head, well, what's this Rav Sajigon based on? Where did he get it from? Rav Sajigon also didn't think that you could just make brachos for no reason. Somebody was in my office earlier who was learning brachos, who was asking me what I think about the Rambam's Shita, you know, in Hilchos Brachos. The Rambam seems to say that bracha levatala is violates lo sisa, and Bali Tosa think that that's only drabanan, but big controversy over the Rambam, because the Rambam seems to think that's a din daraisa. So making a bracha she'ena tzricha is no small matter. That's what bothers the Rush. Even if it's only drabanan, it's no small matter. So he says, v'imi shum da'am Rav Yitzchak, chayiv adam latar ratzma v'regel. There is a statement of Rav Yitzchak, which we'll read in a minute, in the Rosh Hashanah daf Tzayin Beis, where he says, chayiv adam latar ratzma v'regel. A person is obligated to become tahar, to make himself tahar on the regel. So haynu latar atzmo, says the Rosh, mikol tumos. Now this already is the Rosh's interpretation. All Rav Yitzchak ever said was, chayiv adam latar atzmo v'regel. We'll read it inside in a minute. But the Rosh says that that's because he has to become tahar. Right? Not just that he should do a maisa tvila, but that he should become literally tahar. And that's an all or nothing proposition. He needs to be tahar mikol tumos, v'afilu mitumas meis, v'lahazis alav gimul v'zayin. V'hayidna ein lanu taharos, v'kivin sh'ein bale karyon toblin, since people aren't mitar atzmam all year round for tumas keri, and there's no makor for this anyway, this particular tvila, and you can't even become tar, so it doesn't come into the rubric of Rav Yitzchak's chayiv adam mitar atzmam v'regel. You're not becoming tahar anyway, and therefore there's no justification for bracha. Ela shenogu ha'olam mitar atzman. But there is a minog that a person should not be in a state of carry. Actually, at the very end of Yoma discusses this idea of carry on Yom Kippur, has some fascinating things to say about it. You know, but anyways, the samchu amedrash tanachuma beparshas vaschanon that biyoma kippurim sheheim nikiim kemalachei hasharis, that we should be nikiim like malachei hasharis, and that's why it's a nice idea to be metabel atzmo, and not to be carry, but certainly wouldn't justify a bracha. Interesting, this idea of being nikiim kamalachi ashares is consistent with the beginning of the siman. The siman chavdalid in Yoma begins with v'yasim adam alibov erev yom kippurim lefayis kol adam. Person should appease his friend. Shenote lo eva kedaminan. Rav the Havelir Rav Chanina Milsa Bahadei Ozel Gavet Treser Mali Yom Kippuri Velay Pious, but he kept on asking, right? Bar Minin Amihasim Rav Havelir Milsa Bahadei Ahu Tabacha Notale Treser Yarche the Shata Velay Also Kimati Mali Yom Kippuri Amar Ezel Ana. He put himself, he located himself in the presence of the Tabach to kind of jar his memory or to make it easier for him, you know, to be Mephias. Kadeshe Libo Leib Kol Yisrael Shalom Im Chaber. The Rosh says Kadeshe Tehei Leiv Kol Yisrael Shalom and Chaveiro. Very fascinating. It doesn't say that the Chiyuv Lefayis Adam as Chaveiro is based on the Chiyuv Ben Adam. He did something wrong. You have to ask him Mechila. Here he says it's Kadesh Heleiv Kol Yisrael Shalom and Chaveiro. Kedisa Vepirkei Rabbi Elazar. This doesn't quote the sugya in the end of Yuma. Ad Shiratz as Chaveiro quotes a Pirkei Rabbi Elazar, and he says Ra Samal Shalomata Chait. Then he talks about tefillah, and then at the end he has this idea about nikiyim kamalachei asharis. So the whole siman is really connected to this Pirkei Rabbi Elazar and this idea that we should imitate the malachim on Yom Kippur. I'll explain why I think this is important in a couple of minutes. And this includes all sorts of things, one of which is removing any kind of strife with your fellow member of Klal Yisrael. The other is, you know, standing and not wearing shoes and not eating and not drinking, and being naki mikari is included in this as well. But as for a real tefillah, the mikvah, as a din in its own right, which would justify a bracha, that the Rosh says doesn't make sense, there's no basis for it, doesn't come under the category of Rabbi Yitzchak either. Okay. The Shagas Aryeh goes a giant step further, quotes this Rosh, says, I agree with the Rosh, it's like Simon Samech Vav or Samech Science, Samech Hei, Samech Vav, Samech Zayin, somewhere around there in the Shagas Aryeh, a very famous piece. He says, I agree with the Rosh that Rav Sadia Gaon's bracha on Tzvila, Erev Yom Kippur, is unjustified. However, my objection is that the Rosh didn't go far enough. Because the Rosh makes it seem like the din of Rabbi Yitzchak would have applied had there been a paraduma, and were it possible that you could be matarat mechalik amri, that you could really become tar, you can eradicate all Torah. And the fact is that that's not true either, says the Shagas Aryeh. Rabbi Yitzchak's halacha chayav adam matar atzma v'regel was not said about Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. It was said about regel. Moreover, even regel wouldn't apply shalom b'zman ha-mikdash. Even if there were a paraduma and you could become tahar on the regel, which I'm willing to concede is Rabbi Yitzchak's halacha, not Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, but the regel. But if there's no Beis HaMikdash or no Karbanos, says the Shagas Aryeh, then there's no reason to be Metaher Atzmacha, even Beregel, even according to Rabbi Yitzchak. Why? He says, after all, the Rambam in Hilchos Tumas Ochlin, in Sefer Tara, Tumas Ochlin, so the Rambam says, when he quotes Halacha of Rabbi Yitzchak, Chayvan Metaher Atzma Beregel, he links it to the bringing of Karbanos. We know that it's here somewhere. Tumas Sabas. Tumas Tuma. Getting there. Tumas Ochlin. Okay. In Perek Tazayin, the Rambam says, Kol Yisrael Muzarim Lios Tahorim, this Perek Tazayin Alacha Yud, Kol Yisrael Muzarim Lios Tahorim B'chol Regel, Mipnei Shem Nechonim Lehikanes Lamikdash V'lechol Kachim. I'll explain in a minute. Then the Ram says, "Vim nitba ein aloka, avol shari mos hashana ein amuzak." So the Shagas Aryeh says, you see from the Rambam that this din of being tahar beregel is connected to the bringing of karbanos, which now explains why, according to Shagas Aryeh, it should be limited to the regalim and not apply to Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippurim, because the chiyuv for individual members of Klal Yisrael to bring karbanos is only beregel, right? Giga, Shame Simcha, Olas Ria, those are regalim karbanos. But on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, there's no individual hakravas karban or havas karban. And therefore, there's no reason to be metayar atzmacha. If we were talking about a regel, but it was bizman, she'ein beis hamikdash kayam, and there was no hakravas karbanos, even if you could be tahar lagamri, there would also be no reason to be metayar atzmacha according to Rabbi Yitzchak, because the whole point is that you should be nechonim lahikanes lemikdash v'lechol kachin. So the Shagas Aryeh says, I agree that Rav Sadia Gaon's psak is incorrect. I think that the Rosh did not go anywhere near far enough in his critique. So what can we say for Rav Sadia Gaon? And again, my issue is not, certainly no one should make a bracha on tefillah before Yom Kippur. And, you know, whether people are Tova on Erev Yom Kippur is a matter of different views. But basically, we want to understand Rav Sadia Gaon's thinking. So I think that to do so, we just need to step back for a moment and analyze the assumptions of the Rosh and of the Shagas Aryeh. The Rosh assumed that the idea of Tahara Beregel is connected with being fully tahar, and that it's an all-or-nothing proposition. The Bach already, on the tour, was a Tafresh Aleph or Beis, did I bring it? I forgot to bring it. Tafresh Beis, I think, disagrees. Bach says, being Metar Atzma Beregel can take the form of doing the best you can, trying to achieve as much tahara as is possible, and it can apply even Bizman Hazeh. He doesn't think you make a bracha like Rav Sadia Gaon, but he thinks that it's not a waste of time, and on the contrary, it might be included under Rabbi Yitzchak's halacha, right, to be matar atzmo, even if you couldn't eradicate tumas nes. Tumas keri might be under the rubric of Rabbi Yitzchak's halacha. Moreover, question is whether or not the Shagas Aryeh's interpretation of the Rambam is ironclad. I should add one other thing. The Rambam says vim nitma ein aloka. The Rambam says you're not allowed to be tameh on the regel because you should be nechonim likanes lemikdash v'lahavi karbanos. And however, im nitma ein aloka. And that's a chiddush of the Rambam. Because if you look at Rabbi Yitzchak Salacha, the Gemara, in Rosh Hashanah, it's not so clear that im nitma ein aloka. In fact, the way the whole Gemara reads is as follows. The Gemara says that Rabbi Yitzchak had several halachos, the Gemara is speaking about Rabbi Yitzchak, one of which was chayav adam lahakbil pnei rabo beregel. Rabbi Yitzchak chayav adam latar atzmo, chayav adam lahakbil pnei rabo beregel, shenem madua atalechas haylav ayom, v'chodesh v'lo Shabbos mechal, v'chodesh v'shabbos hiboy leil v'ezel. And then we have Yom Rabbi Yitzchak chayav adam latar atzmo beregel, shenem rabbi nivel asam lo sigo. Tanya na v'hachi, rabbi nivel asam lo sigo, Yochel Yu Yisrael Muzar Na Maga Nevela. Talmud Lamar, Pasuk says, Lubinav Asam Lo Sigo, it's not talking about the regel. It's just a Pasuk in Parshas Shmini. So I might think, Yisrael Muzar Na Maga Nevela. Talmud Lamar, Emor Lakon, Bnei Aron Muzarim, Bnei Yisrael Ein Muzarim, Baladvarim Kal V'chomer, Ma Tuma Chamura Kornim Muzarim, Yisraelim Muzarim, Tuma Kala Lekol Shekain, Ela Ma Talmud Lamar, Bnei Asam Lo Sigo, Baregel. That's the Bryson. So the question is, if a benivla sum lo sigo refers to regel, so why shouldn't you be in violation when you become tameh? Why shouldn't you get malchus? So the Rambam came up with this chiddush that there's no tumah. The Ramban is Perish al Torah al Atar in Shmini says that that's this whole obligation of Rabbi Yitzchak kaivon al matar atzma beregel is only a midivrei sofrim, which for the Ramban means drabam. Since v'haraya, there's no malchus. Since there's no malchus, obviously the whole thing is an asmachta bi'alma, it's only a din drabam. But it doesn't sound that way in the Gemara, and it doesn't sound that way in the Rambam. So why is there no malchus? So the Shagas Aryeh's answer is, there's no malchus because it's just a hechsher to being able to bring karbanos, right, on the regel. Now, if you don't bring the karban on the regel, are you loka? Says the Shagas Aryeh, absolutely not. So can the hechsher to the bigger mitzvah carry with it an onesh that is bigger than the mitzvah itself? The answer is no. And therefore, that's the reason that the Rambam said, "Eino look." However, as I said before, is this so clear? The Rambam says here in Halacha Yud, "Kol Yisrael Muzharim Lios Tahorim." There is, for example, discussion whether or not Nashim are obligated in the Karbanos of the Yom. That's actually where the Shagas Aryeh comes to this whole discussion in Samach Hei, Samach Vav, and Samach Zayin. What about Nashim in Olas Riyah? What about Nashim in Chagiga? Not only that, it sounds like there may be even a value for Ketanim to be Tahar Beregel. The Ram says, Kol Yisrael Muzharim Lios Tahorim B'chol Regel. The Ram doesn't say anything about the ability to bring or to go to the Mikdash. It doesn't tie Tahara Berego with the capacity to actually be in the Mikdash and bring Karbanos. He says, call Yisrael. In Hilchos Chagiga, in Hilchos, when he talks about those issues, right there he talks about the fact that not everybody can always make it to the Rego. Moreover, the language of the Rambam is, call Yisrael Muzarim Yos Tahorim Bechol Rego, Mipnei Shehein Nechonim Lehikanes Lemikdash Velechol Kadshin. He doesn't say, Kedei Shehein Nechonim Lehikanes Lemikdash Velechol Kadshin. He says, Mipnei Shehein, just one more second, I'll take the question. Mipnei Shehein Nechonim Lehikanes Lemikdash Velechol Kadshin. It sounds, to me at least, like the Rambam is not saying what the Shagas Aryeh said, but he's saying something quite different. What the Rambam is saying is that there's a mitzvah to be tahar on the regel, because one should be worthy on the regel, one should be in a state such that he is roy to bring karbanos and to be nichnas lemikdash. It seems to me like this idea applies even to someone who, for practical reasons, is not going to make it to the Mikdash. He's ill, can't make it, doesn't have any transportation, maybe even somebody who's not mechuyev. But he should be nechonim likanes lemikdash ulahavi karbanos. That's a shir in Kedusha Sagavra Larega. If this is true, then we can explain, I think, something else, and that is, why does this halakha appear only here and not in Hilchos Chagiga? If it's really a function and a hechsher of the mitzvah to bring karbanos, then it really should not be here. Again, it makes sense here. This is the context of Tumas Ochlan. Here's where the Rambam says earlier, referring to the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, Kol HaKasu B'Torah B'Divrei Kabbalah Mehilchos HaTumas V'Taros Ein El Inyan Mikdash V'Kadashah V'Trumas Ma'aser Sheni Bilvad. Sorry, Hizer HaTmei B'Likanis L'Mikdash V'Lachol Kodesh HaTrumah Ma'aser B'Tumah Aval HaChulin Ein Bahem Iser Klal El Mutar Lachol Chulin Tmeim Lishtos Mashkin Tmeim Harineru B'Torah Basar Sheyiga B'Chol Tameh. Basically the Rambam says there's no special kiyum in being tahar, in not eating tamei food. This, by the way, contrasts with the Tosas and Chulin, which I hope you've already seen. But if not, should not base on the base. Everybody have a Chulin here, right? What Tosas says, just very quickly, Tosas says that Tosas base on the base. Tumaraskol. Tommy Bechulin Maila Memra. Afagav Dasa Ligram Tumma Lechulin Sheberitz Yisrael. Hanadavka Paris the Shaykh of Utruma. Avabasa Lava. Fili, hey, also, Tamos Gufo, Baoklim Tmeim, Kedashin, Viskadishim, Yisim Kedoshim, Azor Libne Yisrael, Sheyoku, Chulein, Betara, Mikomokom Yochel Tamosim, Lochem, Bebe Tumasa. This is a very controversial Tosis. If you look on the side, like I told you to get a chance, the other Tosis, the other Marimakomos, most of them disagree with this Tosis. This Tosis says that there is an iser of yiskadishtem, right, to eat, if you're tahar, to eat food that is tameh. The Rambam explicitly said this is wrong. The Rambam says there's no such halacha. You can't, you're allowed to touch anything you want, you're allowed to eat anything you want. There's not even a din of kashem shemutar lecho chulim tmeim ulishtosam kach mutar ligrom tumul lechulim sheberetz Yisrael. Even that you're allowed to do. V'yesh lo tameh yisach chulim ametukanim lechatchila Mutaladim Liga Bakal Tumas Listame Bahem, Shari Hizar Kosovs Bene Aaron, Esanazir, Mitame, Bitame Mes, Bikal, Shakalam Mutarim, Shafakoinim, Unazirim, Mutarim Listame, Bishar Tmeos, Gutsmi Tumas Ames. And then he has the halach of Tumas Arim. So the point is, I mean, we understand why the Rambam put it here, no question, but if it really is a function of Hechsher, Havas, Akarban, Rechiv, Akarban, it would have been better in Hilchos Chagiga. There, the Rambam doesn't mention it at all. He should have at least mentioned it in both places, frankly. But if the idea is that this is a din in the Shir and the Gavra, and it's not actually a function of the actual Avos HaKarban, maybe we can understand this. But we still might ask the question, how come this isn't brought in Hilchos Yom Tov? Right? Why is it brought in Hilchos Tumas Ochlin? So I think the answer to that, and then I'll take a question in one more second, is as follows. If we look at the Pasuk, the Pasuk has nothing to do with the Regel, and the Pasuk has nothing to do with Karbanos. Pasuk just says, "Nivlasam lo sigal." Right? One would have read the Pshuto Shomikra that there is a general Iser to become Tame. That's what the simple Torah Shebichsav conveys. Is it possible that the Rambam understood the Limud in the following way? And that is, Torah Shebichsav is telling us that there's a value for Tahara. Except that we know factually from Tumas Meis and Kohen and its limitation to Kohen and from other dinim that Lamaisa, right, there is no such Iser and not even such an obligation. And maybe the difficulty and the price you would have to pay for living in a state of Tahara is such that there's not even a Lechatchila. However, the Torah says, B'divla Samal Siko. The answer is that there has to be an outlet for that. But the outlet for that is a kiyum in the mitzvah of B'Nivlasam Lo Sigo. In other words, there has to be a time in the year where we express our commitment to the idea, to the ideal of Tahara. And That ideal, is actually expressed beregel, when we make ourselves nechonim lahavi karbanos vilikanes vazar. So that really it is a din, dokos tumas ochen. Mashal l'madav redome, I mentioned the other Rabbi Yitzchak because I like to mention that too. And that is, Rabbi Yitzchak said, chayiv adam lahakbil pei rabba beregel. But the Rambam quotes that halacha in Hilchos Talmud Torah. I think that the Rambam, there's a debate about it, I think the Rambam thinks that if you have a real relationship with the Rebbe, so, you know, maybe you should visit him every single day. Some people do. But the point is, maybe you can't visit him every day because you have a life of your own and he has a life of his own. But it's not because the theme and the value, you know, doesn't apply every single day. It's v'shinam t'levanecha. It's supposed to be like a father-son relationship, right? So the point is that it's not that there's a kiyum on the regel to mekabel pnei rabba, or maybe there is also. But at least for the Rambam, the point is the normal, this imperative to have this relationship with the Rebbe and constant connection and being in touch with him expresses itself particularly at certain times of the year. The times aren't mechayiv, the value is mechayiv. But it's expressed in on the regel when you have more time. On the regel, when you're sitting and hearing Parshas Emor and you remember, you know, the Rebbe taught me this and he made that to you and he said this, that was dochek, but you still remember it fondly. Whatever it is, you know, you have to be mekabel pnei rabbo berebo, beregel. You have to reinforce that relationship. As you fulfill all the kiyumim of the regel, so the Hilchos Talmud Torah demand emerges. And I think that's what the Rambam has in mind in Hilchos Talmud Torah as well. Before I continue, I know I had a... We took care of it, or...?
Partially in the rest of the
day. Okay. Sorry, just because we have limited time, Simon. Okay. Good. I'd count so far. So basically, what I'm suggesting is that there is a din of Tahara, value to Tahara, and I think this is true particularly for the Rambam. There is a debate in general whether the idea of being tahor, becoming tahor, there's a debate in general whether tefillas, mitzvah bismana, whether there's a mitzvah of tefillah bismana. In other words, if a person is supposed to become tahor, that he do so as soon as possible, is that a kiyum mitzvah or not? Gemara speaks about it in a number of places. The psak of the Rambam is actually very confusing. And the as the Nosa Kalim point out, I think particularly the Lecha Mishnah, is there some urgency to be mistaher earlier rather than later? Let's say, for example, falls out on a Shabbos or Yom Tov, and it's a question of how to do the tefillah. You know, you have something written on your skin. You know, what lengths do you go to, in other words, to try to be accomplish tefillah bizman? But if the Rambam holds on any level that sometimes tefillah bizman is mitzvah, and it implies that it isn't merely a hechsher bialma, but that the act itself and being in a state of tahara when it's relevant earlier is significant. The Sefer Chinuch goes a step further. The Sefer Chinuch understood that the life of a prushim who live al taharas hakodesh is itself of intrinsic value. It's not for everybody, but it is a kiyum. The Rambam in Ender Pichos Tumas Ochlin, when he quotes the din of Prushim, is a bit, the signals are a bit conflicting. Afagav shemuta lechol okel tmeim b'lishtos mashkin tmeim chasidim arishonim is the last halacha in Pichos Tumas Ochlin. Hayu ochlin chuleim b'tahara. V'nizharim in atuma, kulan, kol yemehen, v'hena nekroim Prushim. Then he says, v'davar zeh kedusha yaseirahi, v'derach chasidus, the question is, what do you emphasize in the Rambam? Is it, on the one hand, he calls it Kedusha Yisera Derech Hasidus. On the other hand, he's emphasizing the pragmatic benefits of a life of Tahara, namely that it separates you from the masses, right? But then again, he concludes, Shaprishus, quoting the Gemara of Arzara, the Brisa of Rechunia Rakona, which became the basis for the Mesilas Sisharim, actually. Shaprishus mevila de tara, saguf mimasim araim. Again, B'taras aguf miveil lidei kedushas hanefesh min adeos haraos. That's a very strong statement. U'kedushas hanefesh goremes lidamos b'shchina shenemar b'skadishtem yisem kedoshim ki kadoshani. So the end, like the beginning, but not so much the middle, sounds like the Rambam, like the Chinuch, thinks that there is a value in Chasidim Harishonim, in Prisha per se, not just because it creates a kind of an elite environment in which such an individual can thrive. Okay. Having said that, let's go back to what we began. The truth is that when it comes to Yom Kippur, the relationship to Tahara is particularly compelling, because the Torah itself describes Yom Kippur in terms of Tahara, and in two different ways, each of which I think requires attention. We don't have that much more time. We're going to finish in a few minutes, but maybe we'll speak more about it on Thursday or speak of something else at the end of the regular shiur. In Parshas Achrei Mos, we're told that the Seir Hanasa Bifnim, there are two Seirim, both of which belong to Klal Yisrael, the Shnei HaSeirim. The one that's Nasa Bifnim, the Shachad HaSeir HaChatas Asher La'am, Ve'viyaz Damo Mibes HaParokas Ve'asaz Damo Kasher Asal Adam HaPar, Vizo So Ala Kaporis V'lifnei HaKaporis. And then we're told, V'chiper Ala Kodesh Mitumos B'nei Yisrael. What do you do with the Seir HaNasa Bifnim? Now remember, this is like a rule-breaking korban, right? The par and the seir are nichnas, lefnai, belefnim. You do all these hazos inside, ben abadim, and then on the parochas, and then on the mizbeach hazav. The rule-breaking korbanos. So what do you do with it? I mean, it would be fascinating to know. What's the theme of the day of Yom Kippur, which is accomplished through this korban? So the answer is, v'chiper la kodesh mitumos B'nei Yisrael. Umi pishehem lekol chatosam, v'chein ya'asel o'al moed, ha'shochein itam, b'toch tumosam. It has to do with taras ha'mizbeach. Okay, in a very Rosh Chodesh-esque manner, but we're talking about Yom Kippur, not Rosh Hashanah, we're talking about the Seir HaNasa Bifnim. It's amazing that its focus is taras ha'mizbeach. Then, of course, you have the main pasuk, which is pasuk lamed, kiva yom hazeh. We want to describe the kedushas hayom of Yom Kippur, and of course, all day in Yom Kippur, we get back to this. Kiva yom hazeh yechaper alechem l'taher eschem mikol chatoseichem lifnei Hashem titar. If you look at the nusach hatfila of Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, something interesting stands out. Again, there might be more than one explanation, but it definitely stands out, I think, and that is the role of the Taher Libenu Li'avdecha Be'emes. Taher Libenu Li'avdecha Be'emes appears also in the Shabbos and in Yom Tov, right? But there, it's, kind of together with everything else. Samach Nashenu B'Shuasecha, Sabenu B'Tuvecha, right? The Taher Libenu Li'avdecha Be'emes, and then it's always followed by V'Hanchilenu, right? Yom HaShabbos, V'Hanchilenu's, Yom HaMoed, whatever it is. On Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, there's no V'Hanchilenu. And the result is that the Tayr Libenu, the Avdecha Be'emes, seems to read differently. Instead of just being included with the Samchenu and the Sabenu, it sounds like that is already the introduction to the Kedushas Hayom of both Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. Rosh Hashanah is it's connected with MS. In Yom Kippur, it's connected with Mechila and Slicha, right? Kata, Molchan, and Solchan, right? There is no V'Hanchilenu equivalent, and it seems like V'Tahir Libenu is like the Chasimas HaBracha. The Abudram already notes that the V'Tahir Libenu implies it should be understood in terms of kolaboa le taher messiah also. And if you look at some of the farshim in the Otsu Yisrael on Tvila, they noted this, that Betar Libenu seems to be more connected to the Chasimas HaBracha on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur than it does on Shabbos and on Yom Tov. And they suggest, well, regard to Rosh Hashanah at least, he makes a suggestion. That's because the theme of MS is very critical in Rosh Hashanah. Dvarcha MS, V'chayam La'ad, fine. What about Yom Kippur? I would suggest that it's not the MS and the Mechila and the Slicha alone, but in a way, the Tar Libeinu Le'avdecha, the MS is part, literally, of the Chasima of Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippurim. Partly because Kalabal L'Tar Misayin also has greater meaning on Yom Kippur and Rosh Hashanah than it does on a regular Shabbos V'Yom Tov. And in the case of Yom Kippur specifically, because Lifnei Hashem Titaru, and because of the Korban Seir Hanasa Bifnim. When the Gemara ends the Masechet Yuma, the end of the Mishnah, you have, of course, the famous formulation of Rabbi Akiva. Right. First, you have all the dine kapara, katas ashram bade mechaprin misav yom kippur mechaprin matshuva, the whole list. Then the methodology echtav yom kippur mechaper, what works, what doesn't work, aver shabed adam lamakom adam mechavero, and then finally the amar Rabbi Akiva ashrechem Yisrael lifnei mi atem betaharim mi metaher eschem avichem shabashamayim shenamar v'zarakti aleichem mayim taharim utartem. Omer mikve Yisrael ma mikve mitaharis hatmeim af HaKadosh Baruch Hu mitaharis Yisrael. So you have this double lashon of Rabbi Akiva of tahara. Lefnei mi atem mitaharim umi mitaher eschem. The Marsha has an interesting comment. He says the psuke mikve Yisrael and the v'zarakti aleichem mayim tahorim, they refer to umi mitaher eschem. But what's the makor for lefnei mi atem mitaharim? So he says, oh, that must be the pasuk in Achrei Mos, Lifnei Hashem Titar. That is the makar. So the Tarli Beinu Le'avdecha Be'emes being part of the Kedushas Hayom, especially of Yom Kippur, is totally consistent with that. I would just add, what are these two ideas? Lifnei mi atem mitaharim umi mitaher eschem. It could be that one is haba l'taher misayin oso. Right? I mean, you have to take the initiative. Lifnei mi atem mitaharim. You have to know what your goal is and you have to begin to work towards it. The Rambam's explanation in Hilchos Tshuva is not so much that, you know, you have the desire and then the outside forces prevail, but it's more than that. You have the ability, Bona Sholem gave each and every one of us the capacity to do tshuva. Right? We just have to recognize that within ourselves and develop it. That's how the Rambam in Perek Vav, Hilchos Tshuva, explains haba l'taher misayin also. The misayin is the mechanism, the structure that is already put in place in terms of man's free will, his sensitivity, his ability to overcome and to change his past, etc. The Ramban in his Perush al Torah understands it differently, understands that really it's a combination of haba l'taher and then the misayin also. And maybe that's exactly the two points in the Mishnah. Lifnei mi atah mitaher and mi mitaher eschem. But the idea here is that Tahara plays a special role on Yom Kippur. What is Tahara exactly? What is the difference between Kapara and Tahara, or Tahara v'derech Kapara? I think that there are several aspects. I'm running out of time, so I'll just mention one or two. Firstly, there is no Tahara unless there is first Tachana. Because if a person goes and jumps into the mikvah or the mayan, but he hasn't done, you know, the proper preparations in terms of rechitza, removing any kind of chatzitza, then it's all for naught. It's like, moreover, there is this idea of tovel v'sheretz biyado. If we're talking about tahara l'kadshim, there's also a requirement, Gemara that we read already in Chulin, Daf Lamed Aleph, of kavana. In other words, regular kapara, basically you're talking about neutralizing particular averos one by one and essentially, you know, wiping the slate clean, and you have to do the kapara. But you don't necessarily have to prepare in advance of the process. It's not a two-stage process. Here it's, I think that's the other point of the Mishnah, Rabbi Kiva, lifnei mi atem mitaharim, and then mi mitahar eschem. It's a two-stage process. You have to know what the goal and what the objective is, and you have to already work towards it. The idea that there can be no chatzitza is a symbol, but an important symbol as well. Namely, it's a comprehensive tshuva, not a piecemeal, piece-by-piece tshuva. Again, there is a lechaper aspect of Yom Kippur, but the list of the al-chaits is a comprehensive list, and we're always involved in the vidui of previous years as well. The Rambam in Perek Beis, when he talks about the vidui of Yom Kippur, says, Ikar vidui zaval anachnu chatanu. In Perek Aleph, Halacha Aleph, when Rambam describes vidui, doesn't simply say aval anachnu chatanu. He has much more. He has charata and aziva sachet and boshti mimasai and kabbalah lahaba, and he calls it also amasim and being mefaret. Wants one to explain. There are different explanations that are given, but I thought that this is specific to the vidui of Yom Kippur, aval anachnu chatanu. We might mention specific chataim, but it isn't about specific chataim. It's about all the chataim, and it's about the idea of being a chote. In the same halacha, the Rambam repeats that, says, the halacha, I'm sorry, repeats, that he establishes that you say vidui on past year's chataim as well. I think these are two sides of the same coin. This is the special din of Yom Kippur, mentioned in the past. The only time that the Rambam speaks about chiyuv tshuva in Ochos Tshuva is in that halacha regarding Yom Kippur. So the idea is that there's hachana, the hachanos themselves, whether they are of kavana or the removing of chatzitzas, are highly symbolic. And it is comprehensive because, again, it's not like you can be tovel piecemeal. You have to be tovel kol gufo, bivas achas, otherwise it's meaningless, it doesn't accomplish anything. The Rambam himself, in the end of Sefer Tahara, has this very famous peroration about comparing tefillah b'mikvah to tshuva, tefillah b'mei adas. Tovar baro v'goli shatumas v'ataras g'zeras akosavein, eni medrom shadat v'shodim machras olsam, rein v'chal achukim, v'chein tefillah min atumos, v'chal achukim. It's not dirt, but rather it's dover hatoli b'kabonas alei, l'fika chomra chachamim, tova v'lohuksa k'ilu lo tova. Alpha became remez yesh b'davar, Keshem shamechabin liba l'tar kivin shetoval tahar av bishlo nischadish begufa davar kacha miskavin liba l'taher nafsho mitumas anafashos shein machshavos oven v'deos aros kivin shiskin b'liba lifrash meosan ha'etzos hevi nafsho b'me hadas tahar Hari Omer v'zadakti alecha mayim tahorim mutartim mikoltim osechem. According to the pasuk of Rabbi Akiva in that very Mishnah. We have to stop now, but let me just say, in light of this, there's much more to say. But in light of this, I think we can appreciate where Rav Sadja Gaon came from. Rav Sadja Gaon was saying, it's true, it may be that Rabbi Yitzchak's halacha is only berega, and maybe it's a pragmatic halacha, or maybe it's what I suggested for the Rambam, that it's a din in expressing tahara. But on Yom Kippur, in addition to that, there's a din in Yom Kippur of tahara. And it's about this. Let me just add one other point. In addition to the preparations and the comprehensiveness, it's about the sincerity and, I would say, the idealism and the simplicity of the kapara. Maybe we'll speak about that more on Thursday. Yom Kippur is a very straightforward and simple day. And so is Tahara in its method of kapara. That idealism, that comprehensiveness, that ambition, not only to neutralize chataim, but to achieve a status of Tahara. Tahara is also a status of the Gabra. There are different dinim once you're a Tahar. A miskaper is not a status. A Tahar is a status. In light of all that, Rav Sadja Gaon may have felt he didn't need a makar. The Torah provides the makar by saying, Lifnei Hashem Tataru. Rabbeinu Yonah understood Lifnei Hashem Tataru as a special din of tshuva based on Tahara and Yom Kippur. Okay, we'll stop here. And you know, maybe I don't want to keep the class coming in. They've been a little bit upset with me. So maybe if we could just daven in the third floor, the best bedroom at the end of the hall.